During the Great Recession, payday loans, quick loans with high interest rates, surged. And now with unemployment numbers just over 13% and an unclear economic future, some experts predict a new uptick. For more on this, we're joined by Charla Rios, a researcher with the Center for Responsible Lending. Welcome.
Thank you, Tanya, and thanks to your listeners for having me.
So let's start with the 2009 financial crisis. We actually saw an uptick in borrowers taking out payday loans during that time, despite the high interest rates of those loans. Now, as the country faces record unemployment and economic uncertainty, do you anticipate this same pattern to repeat?
At CRL, we anticipate that payday lenders are going to continue to target distressed borrowers because that's what they have done best. Since the 2009 financial crisis and before that, payday lenders have marketed themselves as a quick financial fix. And it says that in their marketing. Often when you go to these websites or into a storefront, you'll see signs or advertisements for quick cash, money today, words that imply things around getting money fast, right? And all the rhetoric makes it seem like they're a safe place, but they're encouraging people to get into these debt traps with triple digit interest rates upwards to 300 or 400%. We won't see, of course, the hard data until next year. But even then, it will be on a state-by-state basis because there isn't a central place with our federal government that requires all states to report on payday lending.
Let's talk about that debt trap for a moment. What happens to people who typically take out these high interest loans? Do you have data on what happens to those that turn to payday loans during the Great Recession, for instance?
Yeah, we do. So we know that people who take out these loans will often be stuck in sort of a quicksand of consequences that lead to a debt trap that they have an extremely hard time getting out of if they're able to get out of it. The process of getting a payday loan for your listeners that are not familiar with the product is that the money is often lent without any confirmation of any ability to repay that loan. The lender gets access to that borrower's bank account. The lender collects the funds during the next payday because they have direct access to that bank account, putting them first in line to be repaid. So inevitably, the borrowers end up at their next pay period with their other bills due, and the lenders tend to flip the borrower into a new loan. And we've seen through research that the typical payday borrower nationally is trapped in 10 loans a year. Some of those long-term consequences can be really dire, thinking about bank penalty fees when your accounts are overdrawn, damaged credit that stays on your record for years, and even worse, bankruptcy. There's some research, too, that has linked the use of payday loans to worse health outcomes as well.
Some states have actually banned payday lending, arguing that they lead to people, as you mentioned, incurring this unpayable debt to high interest fees. But for those states without those bans, are there any protective or regulatory measures in place?
So there's been a few that have been put in place. So we know, for example, one was in Wisconsin, where payday lending is operational, that the state regulator issued a statement cautioning payday lenders against increasing interest rates, fees, or costs during this COVID-19 crisis, and that failure to do so may result in a license suspension or revocation, which is a great thing that the state has done considering the harms of payday lending overall. There's also some states that have, such as California, that capped their loans at 36% for longer-term installment loan, which was a huge win. And we see bipartisan support across the nation for things such as a 36% rate cap.
You've mentioned these state-by-state interventions, but are there any federal regulations that we see on the horizon?
Yeah, that's a great question. There's one that we're keeping our eyes on, which is from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. So in 2017, they did issue a rule to look at a person's ability to repay a payday loan. But it seems like based on what is being set forth by the CFPB thus far, that rule may be rescinded. And that will result in folks who take out payday loans not looking at their ability to repay before they take out that loan. Inevitably, that results in them being stuck in that debt trap by taking out one loan, having it be repaid by another loan, and so forth.
I want to go back to what recourse people have. So with banks clamping down on loaning, what can people actually do?
Although payday marketers are marketing themselves as a quick financial fix, the reality of the situation is that more often than not, people are stuck in a debt trap that has led to bankruptcy, that has led to reborrowing, that has led to damaged credit, and to avoid that, if at all possible.
That's Charla Rios, a researcher for the Center for Responsible Lending. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.